Today is Yud Dalet Nisan, the 14th day of Nisan, Erev Pesach, and the Tanya portion for today is in Pedek Mem, chapter 40. The number at the top of the page is 108. The number at the bottom of the page is 200. We are four lines from the top of the page. We learned earlier that when you study Teva, Shalei Lishma, meaning without a kavana for godliness, without a holy intention, studying Torah for its own sake, then the Torah doesn't rise, and the mitzvah that you do with that without kavana doesn't rise to the yud sviris, to the holiness within the world of yitzira or in the world of bria, but rather it rises only to the world itself, to the created condition of the world. Here the Rebbe says, since Torah is one with God, why should it be that without the kavana, the Torah can't rise to holiness? Torah is holiness. In fact, Torah is higher than the world of Yetzira Bria. Why then doesn't it rise when there's no kavana? So the Rebbe explains, the Af the Reis of the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kul Echad, and although Torah and God are one, higher even than the created worlds and the godliness within those worlds, Shehu Ritzene Echad, Torah and God are one because Torah is God's will and God and His will are one. So why is it that without Kavana, the Torah and the mitzvahs don't rise to the holiness of their respective worlds? Harei, the explanation is because we find that Kucha Brichu, Ihu Mimala Kol Almin Bishova, that God Himself fills all the worlds equally, the higher world and the lower world, and all the conditions of the world, so that even the person who is studying Torah without Kavana, in that act, God is present as well. The Af Al Pi Kein, and in spite of the fact that God is everywhere equally, Ein Ha'olam Eishavim B'Maylosam, the worlds themselves, in which God is present equally, the worlds themselves are not equal, because there are higher worlds and there are lower worlds. Vahashimlihu, and the difference between them, what makes a higher world higher and the lower world lower, is from the mekablim, it's from the created being that is receiving the godly light and energy, and that comes bebeis bechinis. It comes in two forms, in two dimensions. Ha'alif, the first dimension that distinguishes the higher world from the lower world, is shohel yeini mekablim ha'ozo yeser g'deilo le'ein ketz me'atachteinim. That the type of godliness that is given to the higher world is far greater than the type of godliness given to the lower world. Meaning to say that more godliness is withheld in the lower world that is not withheld in the higher worlds. Vahashenis, the second dimension, the second property that distinguishes the higher world from the lower world, is shemekablim b'li levushim ha'mesachim rabim kolkach, that the higher worlds receive their godliness without garments and curtains to block out the godliness. So there are two considerations. First is, what is given? What kind of godliness is given? In this world, for example, there is a certain godly talent given to the human being that is not given to the animal, and there's a godliness given to the animal that is not given to the plant, and so on. So the first consideration is, what exactly has been given? To a higher creation, a higher form of godliness is given, intelligence, for example, whereas to the lower forms of creation, a lower form of godliness is given. Like to the vegetable is given the power or the ability to grow. The second consideration is, whatever it is that God gives, whatever zuchniyazdika talents God gives a particular creation, is that godliness evident in that creation, or is it concealed? In this world, It's all concealed. This is a world of klipa, and klipa conceals. So in this world, the concealment of the godliness that is present is equal and total. In all levels of this world, whether it's the human or the stone, the godliness in each of them is concealed completely. We look at the stone and we don't see godliness, and we look at a human being and we don't see godliness. They both appear to be independent of a creator. But the degree of godliness, the talent that God gives to each, to the various creations in this world, is very different from one another. So the two conditions again are, one, the amount of godliness, and secondly, the concealment or the revelation of that godliness. To what degree is it revealed, or to what degree is it hidden? So, Olam Hazen, Hu Olam Hashofo, this world is the lowest world, the Beis Bechines, in both of these dimensions. Ki ha'ore shebei mitzumtemes me'et ad k'tei ha'achrein, because the godliness that is given is very contracted, very withheld. A very small type of godliness is given, v'lochein hu'chumri v'gashmi, and that's why the created condition of this world is physical and mundane. V'gamzeis, and even this which is given, this little bit that is given, he belevushim u'misachim rabim, comes with garments and concealments, many concealments, achen nislapsha beklipas mega, until the godly light, the godly energy, is clothed in klipas mega, and it's through the klipa, lahachayes kol dvarim atahedim, that it gives life to all the permissible things in this shebeilam hazeh, which are in this world. Uvichlalom, and included in these created things that come through klipas mega, hu nefesh achiyunis hamidaberes shebeadam, is the natural soul in the human being that is called the articulate soul, the soul that speaks, or the intelligent soul. So this ability to speak in the animal soul of the human being, of the Jew, it comes through klipas mega. And the reason being, because it is so contracted, it is so minimal to begin with, and even that minimal part, that minimal godliness, is concealed in many garments and many concealments. The lochein kishemidaber is divetero tefila b'lei kavano, and that is why, when the person speaks words of Torah and tefillah without kavano, af shehein esiyes kadeshes, although the letters and the words themselves are holy, the ein klipas nega shebenefesh achiyunis mosach mavdil klau, and in this case the animal soul and the klipa of the animal soul cannot block or conceal at all. To hide and conceal the godliness, the holiness of God, which is clothed in the words of the Torah and the davening, it can't conceal the holiness of the words of Torah in the same way that it does conceal the holiness of God that exists b'nefesh hachiyunis kishemedaberes dvarim b'telim, when the animal soul is speaking idle talk, not something holy, then the godliness that is there, and godliness is everywhere, but the godliness that is there is totally concealed by the klipa. V'shebenefesh hachiyunis shebishar bali chayim atahedim, and in the same way that the animal soul, the klipa of clean animals, the godliness there is totally concealed, but in the words of Torah, in the words of Tefillah, they can't conceal it. The av de les asar ponim minei, and although there is no place that is devoid of him, there's no place that God does not fill, including also the animal, that the clean animal and the Dvarim Batalim, the idle talk of the animal soul of a Jew, Mikol Mokein, still Ihu Stimu the Cholstimen. God is the most hidden of all hidden things. The Nikra Kel Mestate, and he is actually described as the God who conceals himself. Gam ha'odavis pashtas achayis mimena yizbodeich, and also the ray and the light that spreads and gives life from God to creation, mistateres belevushim u'mesochim rabim v'atzumim, is concealed and hidden in many garments and in many concealments, achen nislapsho v'nistatra belevush nega, until it is concealed and hidden in the garment of unholiness, of klipas nega. So that's true of creation, including also the animal soul. Mash'ein kein be'esiyes ha'gdeisha shol divrei Torah tfilo, which is not the case with the words of the holy words of Torah and davening. In that case, the opposite happens. The holiness of the words of Torah are not affected by klipa, but instead affect the klipa and transforms the klipa into holiness, v'nichleles b'kedusha zu kenal, and the energy of the animal soul becomes absorbed into the words of Torah, into the holiness of Torah, as we learned earlier. Mikol mokein, but in spite of all of this, ha'or shebohen b'kedusha seyizbadeich, the ray of godliness that is in them, from God's holiness, so although the holiness of the words of Torah cannot be concealed and cannot be hidden, it is obvious holiness, but the amount of holiness that is there to begin with is extremely restricted and contracted to the extreme. And why is that? Since the voice and the speech with which a person speaks words of Torah and Tefillah are physical things, and in this physical thing there can be only a very minute amount of godliness. So although the unholiness, the klipa of the animal soul, does not conceal the holiness of the words of Torah when he speaks them, even if he speaks them without kavana, but the level of godliness that is given in and can be contained in physical objects, or in this case in the physical voice, in the physical words with which a person speaks Torah, this is a very restricted and a very minimal kind of godliness. And as he says later, through the kavana that a person has, the love and fear with which one studies Torah, this elevates the mitzvah to its source in godliness. There, there is a much greater revelation of godliness. Godliness is not withheld there, as it is in this physical world, until Mashiach comes, at which time the physical world will be able to contain not only a revelation of godliness, which it has now also, because wherever godliness is, it is revealed, but now, until Mashiach comes, the world can contain only a finite amount of godliness. Whereas after Mashiach comes, even this world will be able to contain and to encompass an infinite amount of godliness, as it is in truth that the mitzvah represents an infinite amount of godliness. Only today we don't have it, and when Mashiach comes, we will have it. So the Rebbe's explanation is that the reason that a mitzvah without kavana, or studying Torah without kavana, does not rise to holiness and does not connect with the yud sviris of the higher worlds, even though the words of Torah are holy themselves, it's because the amount of holiness of the Torah that can be contained in the physical voice and in the physical words, although they're not concealed, are very restricted. So that in one dimension, Torah is not affected by the world and it remains obvious holiness. In the dimension of concealment and revelation, Torah is revealed godliness, whereas the godliness in creation is concealed. But when it comes to the degree of godliness, here the physical world does affect the amount of godliness that can be contained, that can be experienced in the physical world, is finite. Otherwise it would destroy the physical object in which it's being held. Whereas when it rises and connects to its origin, which is in the world of Yetzira, the Esesiris of Yetzira, or higher in the world of Bria, there the godliness of the mitzvah is infinite, an amount of godliness that could not be contained in the physical thing, in the physical words, in the physical body, until Mashiach comes. In the Hayem Yem of today, of Erev Pesach, the 14th day of Nisan, the Rebbe writes that with regard to selling chametz, it is the custom in the Rebbe's family not to designate the rabbi as an agent empowered to sell chametz to the non-Jew. But you sell the chametz to the rabbi with Arif Kablon and a third-party guarantor, and then he sells the chametz to the non-Jew. My father, the Fidik Rebbe says, my father would personally supervise the baking of the Shmura Matzah on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. And he too would recite the Hallel while it was being baked, but he would interrupt even in the middle of a chapter to give instructions regarding the preparation, the kneading, the baking, and so forth.